Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living the keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy. I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked Nurse. Yeah, you heard it, Naked Nurse. So I'm going to talk to you today a lot more about my new business, the business that I have been dreaming of for years as a registered nurse, and have finally put it in action and am ready to roll. So the name of my new company is called Fireside Nurse. It is a business that is going to be offering nurse coaching, IV therapy, and other holistic services, including naturopathic physician telehealth. It is going to be such an epic business. I'm so excited. So let me break it apart for you. And this first episode is going to be broken down to the piece about nurse coaching. So, Fireside Nurse. So really the overall business is going to be offering a lot of virtual services, but the biggest part of the company is going to be offering nurse coaching. Nurse coaching is a field of nursing. It's a specialty of nursing that offers coaching. So opposed to, you know, going to school and getting a degree as a counselor, what a nurse coach is a registered nurse who has gone through a program to become a nurse coach. And I took the classes to become a nurse coach. And a nurse coach, it's not a counselor, but it's also not a wellness or health coach. So wellness coaches, health coaches, life coaches, relationship coaches, they're all coaches. But each one of those will study a specific specialty and will go to like a certification. Usually it's about a 6-month program that most of them will go to, sometimes 3 months. And you can be your average anybody. You could be a stay-at-home mom or wife and become a coach. You can. It's a fairly simple way to inspire and motivate people. Coaching is awesome. And I am not here to speak down to anyone that's a coach that is not a nurse, but I will tell you that nurse coaches have something that I guess layman coaches don't have, which is the experience and the education behind nursing and medicine that is going to actually be a real asset to the coaching process. So what's the difference between a counselor and a coach? Well, a counselor is going to be educated in that background specialty. They can be a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, they can be a PhD. And you know, often they will give you the advice that they think you need to hear. They listen a lot. They do listen a lot. Their job a lot of times is to listen and then provide advice. And that, again, that's also a specialty and it's needed and for very, very specific reasons. And a coach is really going to be somebody that is going to take your goal, basically what your goals are. They're going to take what you want to achieve as success and they're going to help you get there. They're going to motivate you, inspire you. You though are ultimately in control of the outcome of every coaching session and every coaching situation. So you may be doing a single coaching session or you may be doing a series of coaching sessions. Whatever your ultimate goal is, the coach is there to help guide you, to help you own what you are wanting to achieve. And then to listen, but also to really provide some opportunity for you to even make, you know, to make more choices and more decisions. It's a very interesting process. And actually, the first few times that I did coaching myself, and the first few times I did coaching, I was actually kind of like, wait, what? This is a little bit weird. Well, I realized by the end of it, though, the reason why I succeeded in my goals was because I became the owner of what I wanted for change. And it's because the coach is there to, yes, give you some, really some reality, some tips, some tricks, some guidance, but they're not going to tell you what to do. They're going to start opening you up to explore what's possible based on what you want to achieve. And a nurse has a tremendous amount of background. So for example, maybe you are a patient who just got diagnosed with high cholesterol. And the doctor tells you, okay, I want you to, your cholesterol's high. It's over 200. We want to see it below 200. When you come back in 6 months, go make some lifestyle changes. You may walk out of that appointment feeling really discouraged because you're like, well, now what? I got to go exercise a whole bunch and eat better. I don't even know what that means. Instead of a coach who can come alongside you and say, okay, what is your main goal? Okay, your main goal is to get your cholesterol level below 200. Okay, these are some different ideas of how to make that possible. It may be dietary changes. It may be exercise changes. It may be vitamin types of opportunities and the types of food you eat. But you're going to take some of the advice, some of the different options, and you're going to actually choose, oh gosh, like I might say to you, you know, out of say three options, exercise, food, or, you know, maybe some of what you're dealing with is emotional stress eating. So maybe we're going to work on emotions. You know, I might say to you, out of those three things, what sounds the most interesting to you? What sounds like something you could really grab onto and start working on? And you might say, gosh, I'd like to know what foods to eat or not eat so that I can get that cholesterol down. I'm not an exerciser. I don't feel like exercising. Okay, well, that's great. Let's start with food then. If that's your goal, then that's what we're going to work on. I'm not going to push you to work on exercise. Now, maybe you say, actually, Tammy, all three. I want to work on all three. Okay, well, then we're going to break those three things into smaller pieces for you to work on throughout the weeks and months to get you to your goal. Just one example of many. You know, maybe it's, can I just be blunt and say, maybe you're struggling in the area of sex in your marriage or relationship, and you'd really like some coaching in that area. Nurse coaching can do that. If you are wanting spiritual coaching or even career coaching, a nurse coach can do that, because a nurse coach isn't, I guess the overall point is that a nurse coach is not isolated to one specialty. A nurse coach, because of our background and our education, we're actually able to coach over all areas, not just health or wellness, not just condition management. We're able to coach in every area of life. And so it's a really great opportunity. One of the things that really sealed the deal for me when I was looking at this, building this business, was what sets me apart? Well, being a nurse sets me apart, but why? Why does that set me apart? Well, because I can coach over everything. Okay, well, is that really going to drive people to want to work with me? Ultimately, at the end of the day, what really solidified it for me was a Gallup survey. There was a Gallup survey that has been done year over year, and the question is basically, what is the most trusted career out there, the most trusted profession? And the answer is nurses, nursing. People trust their nurses. And that's for a reason. We set out on a journey to not only learn as much as we could as far as education, but also at the very core of our professional being is caring for people. And that's what a coach does. If you think about a basketball coach or a football coach, a lot of people end up developing a relationship with that coach that is inseparable, because they have done something for them that is unlike anyone else. They've pushed them hard, but they also are trying to help them reach their goals, and they're inspiring and motivating. You know, obviously some coaches are harder than others. Some have, you know, their personalities are intertwined, but at the end of the day, coaches are such an asset to obtaining the goals in your life that you want to obtain. So I've talked a lot about the nurse coaching part because that is going to be at the core of my business. Fireside Nurse is about nurse coaching. If you want a free discovery call, please jump over to my website. I do have a temporary website right now. My husband's a graphic designer and he's actually working on my actual website. But until then, I have a temporary website, and that temporary website is Fireside Nurse LLC. I better just read it to you because last time I tried to memorize it, it's a little bit long, but it's firesidenurse.wixsite.com/coachtammy. So fireside spelt out. So FIRESIDE nurse, NURSE LLC.WIXSITE.com/coachtammy, COACHTAMMY. I know it's a bit long, but it is the website. It's actually a really robust, great website. And on that website, you'll be able to find what you need to schedule a free 30-minute discovery call. Discovery calls are perhaps the most important first coaching session, because what we're going to do in that discovery call is make sure that we're a right fit. Because the last thing I want is for you to start coaching with me and then find that maybe I'm not the right fit, right? There is definitely personalities that are maybe not going to mesh well. But more than that is to make sure that there's a right fit for the purpose that you're seeking coaching. I'm not going to take your money unless I think that I can actually help you. So there's very few things that I don't coach over, but I want to discover what your goals are and really to discover the readiness for change. Because if you're not ready for change, then it's just going to be a waste of money. You have to be committed and you have to be ready for change to be able to really get out of the coaching relationship what you're going to get out of it, which is ultimately to reach your goals. But you're not going to reach your goals if you're not ready to change. Now, there could be circumstances where you want to actually be coached in a way that gets you prepared to be ready for change, to be honest. You know, I've realized that is the case with quite a few people, is that they want change, but they actually need to have some encouragement and some inspiration. So for example, one of the things that is a methodology or a philosophy that I utilize in my coaching practice is it's based on the self-determination theory. Self-determination is very, very important because nobody can make change for you. It's actually up to you. You have to be self-determined to make change. And a lot of people struggle with that. And so part of my job for some people is going to actually be to get them to a place where they can understand self-determination theory and understand the pieces of it to help them get to a place where they're ready for change. And so I don't want you to be discouraged and not actually grab your free discovery call if you're like, well, I don't know if I'm ready for change. Let's check it out. Let's see. There's really some assessment skills as a nurse that I can bring to the table to determine you might think you're not ready for change, but based on some simple questions and techniques, I may be able to determine that you are. Sometimes we don't even know things about ourselves until we start opening up and talking, and answering some really powerful questions. So go over to the website, go check that out. You can also email me at firesidenurse.llc@gmail.com or thenakedketowife@gmail.com. And I'm happy to send you a calendar appointment so that you can, you know, choose a day and a time that works for you. And we'll do that 30-minute free discovery call. So if you want to check out the website, great. If not, you want to just email me, multiple ways to get a hold of me. If you go to the website, there's also a chat option at the right-hand side of the bottom of the page. There's a chat box option where you can connect with me there as well. So one of the next episodes is going to actually be breaking down some of the other services that Fireside Nurse is going to bring to the community. Fireside Nurse coaching is going to be worldwide. I don't care if you're in Greece, Albania, Russia, I don't care where you live. Nurse coaching, I can do worldwide. Some of the other services that we're going to offer are actually going to be based in the community, based in Utah. I'm going to be offering IV therapy. I've got a naturopathic physician on board that's going to be doing some telehealth, some virtual options for physician assessments and exams, consultations. And so I will talk more about that in future episodes, just so you know what is available if you happen to live in Utah. But really, nurse coaching, again, worldwide, and that's why I started out talking about it. Again, I can coach over anything. Obviously, keto coaching is going to be part of this. I really feel like over the years, I've just gained so much insight into the keto lifestyle and how to do it right and well and how to obtain results. But again, this nurse is really going to be branching out into all areas of life. So whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life right now, let's get together and see if nurse coaching is for you. I'm really excited about what I'll be able to offer. So that being said, I hope you have a great day, and I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.